From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late October is the slated trial start date for two men authorities say sold a 16-year-old Eureka girl methamphetamine, which led to her death. The girl died from an overdose. In court Thursday, a judge set October 29th as the trial date for Tavin Evans and Anthony Burgess, each of whom is charged with involuntary manslaughter. Alyssa Claibon was found dead in a hotel room at the Best Western Bayshore Inn on Broadway. A judge ruled last month that circumstances surrounding the case did not support murder counts against the two. A pair of properties in Fortuna labeled nuisance properties this week. They're located on South Fortuna Boulevard and on 10th Street. City Council members point to the fact that any property which shows a heavy presence of weeds, rubbish, or other potentially dangerous circumstances can be declared a public nuisance. A public hearing on these two properties is set for September 17th, at which point the property owners will have their objections heard. After that, they'll have 5 days to deal with weed issues happening on the properties. LHSU grad Steven Hillenburg, best known for making a lighthearted but significant contribution to the appreciation of marine life through the creation of his show SpongeBob SquarePants. Well, now Hillenburg is furthering his contribution to the marine sciences through an endowment designed to support student research. This year, he and his wife Karen creating the Steven Hillenburg Marine Science Research Award Endowment at HSU with a $135,000 gift to provide grant awards for student research projects in marine biology, oceanography, and marine fisheries. The Curry County Board of Commissioners seeking citizens willing to serve on a special Citizens Revenue Task Force. The purpose of the Citizens Task Force is to explore options for addressing declining county revenues in the face of increasing costs, especially for public safety and other vital county services. The Board of Commissioners is seeking broad community representation, including small business owners, retirees, full-time and part-time employees, and any others willing to study the many revenue options open to the county. Well, the 36th annual Hammond Trail Run will be happening in McKinleyville Saturday. The half marathon and 3-mile run will be between 7:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., with the actual race starting at 8:30 a.m. at Hiller Park. Although no county roads will be closed for the race, there will be traffic control personnel at the 3 county parking lots along Clam Beach Drive. The race will be crossing at Knox Cove Drive, and runners will be either on sidewalks or shoulders of a number of county roads. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.